What's wrong, dog? You're a little aggro and shit.
Fucking filthy hipsters.
They're just like taking up space, man.
All right. So we're at King Kai's Palace in the sky.
King Kai's planet.
Yeah. Fucking out here. We're out here because, you know, we don't have space to ourselves, correct?
Right.
Because if we did have space to ourselves, where would we be?
There.
There. It's goddamn right. I don't like being in places with people. Some might say I'm antisocial. Are you? Would some say you're antisocial?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Somehow, for some reason, people seem to gather together just to waste time at places.
Well, it's like it looks like they're studying or some shit, but they're not really trying hard.
And so these people who have gathered here to do homework, which, hey, okay, that's fine. That's what these places are built for, I guess. Is that a ghost? What was that?
Yeah, somebody's fucking in that drive-thru.
Maybe. Anyways, so they're studying inside. These two guys, two weird hipster dudes, come out here to smoke or something. I completely forget there's a chick inside.
Yeah, she was just waiting for him. I don't know what's going on, man.
So these two dudes, two male people, came out here to smoke by themselves. Not one of them was like, oh, there's a good pair of walls inside. Let me spit my game right now. Let me go outside with you and put this dick-shaped thing in my mouth.
Maybe they're gay, dog. Remember, they're gay with each other.
Yeah. Yeah, they should be. Miss that opportunity like that.
Apparently fucking trucks again. We need a new spot, man. God. This isn't working out. This is fucking too many people here. Anyways.
I'm going to go to a hotel room. Be like, look, I need this place for 4 hours. 1 hour, 30 minutes of podcasting maybe. And next, like, 3.5 hours.
Wait, your math's a little off there, dog.
No, 2.5. Well, however many hours are left. Get some gaming in to get good, because that game is whooping our ass.
Hey, man.
Get some gaming in. Fucking watch a movie or something. On some jizz-filled sheets.
That's exactly what you're going to get if you're at a place that you can rent it by the hour.
Hey, man.
The sheets are going to be like crunchy.
I'm bringing some camping chairs. Fucking, it'll be lit.
You're going to sit on the bed and it's just going to crack. Like,
whatever, man.
It's going to be a giant sheet of ice sound. It's just whatever, like, what? Man. Anyways.
Whatever.
So what's going on with you, dog? What's going on?
I had to work today, man. I just got back from the Renaissance Fair.
Which technically is not work, right? Like, you're getting paid to enjoy yourself.
It's kind of work. You got to supervise them. You got to make sure they don't get lost. So, I mean, you got to supervise them.
Did you have fun at least? I mean, did you enjoy yourself? Did you see any chicks with, like, corsets just pushing up?
Oh, man, hey. You know how sometimes you hit me up, you're like, man, where all the bad bitches be? I'm like,
is that how I do?
Yeah, I'm like, man, I don't know. I'm working right now. You're like, no, fuck that. Where all the bad bitches at? And I'm like, I don't know. Can it wait till like Friday when I'm not working? You're like, no, I need to know. It's Tuesday at like 1:30.
Is that what happens?
P.M. I need to know now. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Well, I found them. They're all at the Renaissance Fair. Good Lord, man.
Like the people that work there or the people that are going there?
Just the people who go there. Wow. All of them there. It's just,
why don't you get some numbers, dog? You should hit them up. Be like, hey, when we're not at the Renaissance Festival, I could take you to a nice like coffee shop and we'll talk and shit.
So many yoga pants. I'm having a flashback.
You're like, this is like a good PTSD.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. It's crazy.
You should hit him up, dog. You should be like, yo, man, I'm working right now.
No, a lot of them are with their dudes. Their dudes, first thing, are guarding them like it's they got the last Dragon Ball in their
It's yoga like that pants. Bar we went to where it's like we got anywhere near a woman and they're like,
got to be.
To see fucking some primal sounds coming out of people and shit there.
But the Renaissance Fair was all
hitting
right,
bitches
man.
At the club and pulling them with
maybe. It was all right. I saw this neo-Nazi dude over there.
What?
I was like, do you believe in any of this? This shit was all in England.
That was over after American History X. You should have learned from that movie.
Yeah, I was like, Do you believe in any of this? Whatever.
That's crazy.
I don't think they had castles in Germany. Or did they?
I don't know. Speaking of war, man. So, if you're into history, you might not be, but maybe the listeners are. There's a podcast.
Yeah, I think I am.
Okay, if you are, you need to listen to this podcast. It's called Hardcore History by Dan Carlin.
Uh-huh.
He literally has a podcast where he's taking like the wars and breaking them down by sections and talking about them. So right now he's like in part, at least I'm in part four of World War One.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it made me really realize something because we learned this in school, but I didn't apparently pay attention well enough or didn't retain it. World War One was around like 1919, give or take.
Yeah.
Fucking World War Two was like 1940. Yeah. I'm like, within the same generation, people had two major fucking wars.
Yeah.
It's by the same people that fought in the same fucking...
No, it wasn't the same.
It could have been.
It was like their kids.
20 years? Could have been. It could have been...
Some of them, yeah.
I mean, it could have been the same people in 20 years.
If
you enlisted at 18, 20 years, 39, I mean, you might not be frontline infantry, but...
Normally, they don't take you like once you're past like 30-some, so... Once you're past 30, they normally don't take you.
But get this shit. So one thing I learned from this podcast, by the way, and if you like his stuff, his is long form. Like his podcasts are all like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. But anyways, cool stuff if you want to learn something. They were talking about how they manipulated men to joining World War One,
mm-hmm.
And guess how they did it?
Hoes.
Yes. So that's what right. They would do is they would hire attractive women.
Yeah.
To go up to random dudes that looked old enough mm-hmm. to join the military. And they literally would talk shit to them. Be like, you're such a coward for not joining the military. And you're like a weak man or whatever. And they would pin these like leaves on them or like a feather on them. Which would signify you're just like a pussy apparently or something. I don't know, man. But it's some like using pussy as a weapon to a high level. And apparently it worked really well, like to the point where even young guys, like guys that shouldn't been in war, like 16 years old, like faked credentials in order to get into the war because of situations like that. And it made me think, I'm like, dude, is there ever a time when a guy could do that to a woman? Do you know what I mean? Like you can't go up to a woman and be like, man, you're so fat, nobody's going to want you. And then, like, that's going to work. Do you know?
I mean, it might.
I don't think so, dog. Just like, man, you're unattractive. Nobody's going to want you. You should take me while you're at it. Like, I don't think that works, man. And that only works because pussy is, once again, a higher commodity than fucking dick. Let's be honest with each other. Because that would not work. And I bet you that tactic would still work today.
Probably.
I bet you they took some, like, hot chicks... And they had him walk around malls or some shit and hit and talk to older guys and be like, you're such a coward for not going to Afghanistan. Guys would be like, shit, I will go to Afghanistan. I'm going to go right now to this recruitment place right in the mall.
I'm a Merkel those Hajis.
Yeah, man.
Watch me.
I played Master Chief Halo, whatever that game is. I could shoot people.
I played Halo 4.
I played Halo, bro. I can shoot aliens. I could definitely shoot a human.
I played Halo 4 and 5. Those were the best ones.
It just made me open my mind. Like, it made me really think, dude. No way dick works in the same way. No way dick works in the same way.
I think you just told the story so you can say dick a lot.
No. I mean, that's part of the fun. But it's just no way that you could talk to a woman like that and manipulate them to joining a war. Joining a war, dog. It's not like I'm telling you, hey, man, you're such a coward for not baking these cakes. You're like, fuck you. I'm going to go bake some cakes then, right? No. All right? You're going... to fucking put your life on the line over some comments of some fucking random ass women in the street. Nobody does that. And no woman's going to do that.
It was a different time then, man.
Dude, I think it still works. U.S. military, if you listen to this podcast,
back then in the 20s, dudes had never even, like, they didn't know what a woman was.
This is their only
now
opportunity.
I can go to freaking any porn website and be like, what's a girl's ass look like? And it'll give me the whole tour of it.
Damn. I get it. Maybe you're right in that point where guys, you know, were a little bit more.
Yeah, back in the 20s, they were like, oh man, a woman's talking to me. It's like a mermaid. Now you're like,
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, but what I'm saying is that it would never work in the opposite. You'd never be able to talk a woman to going to war because some dude said, hey, girl, you're I don't know. What's an insult for a woman? You're not great looking.
You can talk a woman to doing anything you want.
You're not.
You know what?
You ain't what?
You know how?
Well, how?
You have a 12-inch dick.
You're not talking a woman to war, dog. You're not talking to. Go get Kinkai. You're not talking a woman into war. You're just not. And it's just fucking. I found that like amazing as a random fact, right? But also crazy that it
worked.
Somebody
shot me.
It's crazy to me that it worked, because it probably would still work today.
Yeah, you probably have to. You probably have to, like, I don't know. It'd be a little different. You might have to, like, kind of change, like, a few aspects of it. Because you can't go up to, like, any dude now and be like, you're a pussy. Because then you get, like, straight elbowed in the face.
No, I don't think we're that level of equality. No. Dude, women want to talk about that level
like,
of equality.
If you go to, like, some dudes, like, if you go to, like, I don't know, like, the more ghetto areas
or
something.
Yeah, if you go to the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. A dude's going to backhand you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you definitely can't do that. But, like, if you want, but, like, you can definitely, like, push some buttons. I think in today's society, you're more psychological. So, you could like, definitely push some buttons.
I still don't
think. You'd be like, oh, I don't know, who's somebody big that all the sheep follow?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Like, some football player be like, oh, you know, he would sign up for it if he could. You'd be like, oh, okay.
No, I don't think you're talking to women into getting to war. I'm going to ask
not a woman. I was talking about dudes.
Oh, dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. What the fuck is up with the activity behind me, man? I feel like I'm getting stabbed. I'm going to get stabbed here in 2 seconds. Anyway, that's just a random comment. I thought it was, you're already talking about war, but I thought that was fucking crazy. Like, that level of marketing where it's just like, dude, you are preying on a man's ability to breed at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that's got to be the only thing that works mentally for me. The idea that, oh, this chick doesn't find you attractive, therefore all chicks won't find you attractive, therefore I should join the military if I want to breed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I thought that was crazy. On a different note, I want to talk about, I have some follow-up from last week's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So last week...
Segway.
Dun, 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 segway. So last week we had a female listener submit a relationship question. Not to me, by the way, and not to you, to some random other female that we have on the podcast on occasion.
You know, I was thinking we should have
send it to me, but whatever.
No, we should have the other random female. We should start her with a email address that you can send all the questions to her. That way, you feel safe and comfortable knowing they go to her, and we won't read them until she brings them to us.
Okay, that could kind of work, right?
Yeah.
That could kind of work.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll think about
that. The email will be, you don't know my name, ho@gmail.com.
That's not in concrete yet. That's not concrete. Wait until I flush this out. But no, that's actually not a bad idea.
Send email suggestion names to us.
Yeah. Dude, all my info
until
below.
Until we get the official email name, send the email suggestion names to us. Then at which time when we pick one, then you can send the questions to that email. To said email, which you are suggesting.
Damn, son, you just made that hella complicated.
Hey, man, it's a complicated world. Cold world.
All
right. You had some feedback?
Oh, yeah. So she brought a question. She remember, you probably want to listen to last week's podcast, but basically the girl was having a problem with her relationship. The guy had a, what, shit-ass personality, if I remember correctly. And she didn't know if she should still be with him after.
Had bomb-ass dick.
Yeah, that's the problem. The dick game was on point. As I... to quote myself on the last podcast, as douchey as that is, he's probably dropping dong. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only way that you deal with somebody who has a shit-ass personality.
Wow, that's a...
That's a nice car.
That's a nice car. That's clean.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Anyways. And so, long story short, apparently, she broke up with the dude.
Good. I'm glad our advice helped.
I'm glad the advice helped. I'm glad we were able to provide this much-needed service for people out there.
You hit that table, you probably give her flashbacks of
the headboard.
headboard.
And that head, your head hitting the headboard maybe, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Breaking that drywall.
You know what I'm saying? Reshaping the drywall to the shape of the headboard. Mm-hmm. I hear you. I hear you, dog. That's one thing. You got to get a strong headboard, dog. You got to get a strong headboard.
Fuck that. Just go around the drywall. I can replace that.
You're just like, babe, I'm going to throw your head that big ass forehead you get, that shit's going through the drywall.
Going through there.
I'm going to call you Rhino after this. I got a 90s Spider-Man. He just goes through shit. Anyways, so that's the update, man. That is the update of...
that's good.
I'm glad it worked out. From what I hear, she seems like she's happy. So I'm glad. I'm fucking glad. You try to do your best, and I'm glad it worked out. Now submit all of your future relationship questions, or maybe you met... Okay, so this is Monday, right? So maybe last weekend you went out, you and your girls... And you went to the club and you were just tearing it up. And this dude and you kind of hit it off. And you guys made out in the back or something for a while. And you gave him your number and he never called you back. And you're like, hey, you know, why isn't this dude calling me back? Because, you know, of course, you're a woman. And so you're thinking about this on Monday, why he hasn't called you yet. You know, like it's stressing you out.
It's his 3-day rule, man.
And so if you have those type of situations, hit a brother up. And by a brother, I mean me. Hit me up. And send me those scenarios if you're an asshole. Send those over to my email. And
you don't know my name, ho, gmail.com.
And we will go through them and give you sound advice from a male's point of view as to what you fucked up. Or maybe you should just chill and let him give you a day or two
to reassure him, man.
To get it. Maybe he just needs to, like, you know, get over his alcohol poisoning, and he just doesn't want to kill you up when he's vomiting.
You're probably a fat cow. It's probably the problem.
So, anyways,
certain you were.
All the stuff is always down below. You can always go look at those things then. Never ends. Anyways, so what's going on with you, man? What do you got going on? What's
on your... We were talking about this. We're talking about this earlier because they're opening a. Hold on, I'm gonna yawn.
You what? Damn, son. That's right. You worked a legitimate day today. I forgot about that.
No, they're opening a Planet Fitness.
By your house. That's right. My house.
And you're telling me that apparently they have free pizza. Is that
actual? Yeah, dude, you didn't know that? I'm going to go on their website. I think every Tuesday they have like a pizza day there where you can literally go get pizza at Planet Fitness.
I don't believe you, though.
No, I'm going to look up the website, so I'm looking it up right now to tell you.
But my problem with that is, first thing, it's hilarious. That's like, it's like a rehabilitation center for crack. Saying, oh, come, we'll help you get off crack. But Tuesday, free crack.
Just, hey, man.
It's like, what?
Because you're not all 100% in. Well, you're slightly getting better, but you're taking your time. Yeah,
slowly,
man.
Slowly, right?
Yeah, oh, see, it's not just pizza, dog. It's pizza and bagels. Maybe you want to be a little better. You want a little bagel?
So much carbs and all that. Wow.
Pizza and bagels, dog. Planet Fitness locations give... See, check it out. This is a news article. Uh-huh. Planet Fitness locations give a free pizza on Monday of every month and free bagels on Tuesday. Damn, 2 days! First Monday of every month and free bagels on the second Tuesday of every month.
Yeah.
That's right. The gym gives away pizza. That's crazy. So, I mean, first of all, I have questions. I mean, yeah. Is there like a one slice rule, or can I go back for like seconds and thirds so I can like do a bullshit curl set and then just go over there and be like, I need 3 pepperonis and 1 combo, please. Right? And then go back on Tuesday.
I need my vegetable helping. So give me 3 combos.
3 combos because there's onion and bell peppers.
Tomorrow, I need my meat. So 2 pepperonis.
That's right. And then on Tuesday, you're like, I want some bagels and lox, but they're not going to have lox, so I'll take the lox with me, and I'll just have the bagels there on the lox.
Dude, that's just a lot of carbs, man.
Dude, my point is, if you really think about it, for $10 a month, For $10 a month, that's two meals.
If these minorities sit down right here, we're leaving.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Loud, loud ass minorities.
It's your people, dog. But anyways, meals, man. It's two meals.
Yeah, it's two. That's what I'm thinking. Like
for $10 a month.
For $10, yeah, man.
$10 a month. Do I spend $10 on a meal? On a meal.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, you after go anywhere this, right
we're
now.
We're gonna go eat. It's gonna be $10.
$10. Yeah, it's gonna be $10.
Especially the way me and you eat.
Yeah, like a goddamn man. That's why.
Yeah.
I'm lifting this shit. I'm choking motherfuckers out.
I don't want to name names of people who can't eat. But, you know.
You know what I'm saying? That's not them, your problem.
It's not your problem. Yeah. You don't have this problem.
I'm a goddamn grown man, son.
You don't eat like we do.
You know what I'm saying?
And you might be saying, Ruben, you don't do all that. Yeah, I'm still a goddamn man. I eat all the time.
Dude, $10?
I'm going to take a shit later, and then I'm going to eat again.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, for $10, all right? For $10.
That's it. Name the
I'm not going to buy a pizza for $10. And no, I can eat a few pizzas once a week at Planet Fitness.
For $10.
That's it, dog. You and me are going to go Planet Fitness right now. We're going to go get a membership. $10.
In fact.
After work, we'll just stop by and get some pizzas. Pizza. I'll meet you there. It'll be like our Tuesday catch-up day. We'll do the podcast
Can we do the podcast there? Will the room be more empty?
We'll do this. We'll join right. Planet Fitness.
Right.
We'll get there on Tuesdays. We'll get a couple slices. Mm-hmm. We'll set up the podcasting equipment between two treadmills. And we'll just walk. People watch, do the podcast, grab pizza. A couple slices. Yeah, man, this sounds like a good idea.
Just drop the cheesy ass greasy pizza.
Yeah, why not?
On the treadmill.
Why not?
Just let it get sucked in there.
Yeah, man, it's not your treadmill.
It's not my treadmill.
No,
fuck it.
Screw
and then
it.
after that, Planet Fitness, we'll go to another Planet.
We'll go
to
another
Fitness.
One. Get two more slices.
Get two more slices. Get some bagels too.
The only
I need breakfast.
Yeah, why not? Stop by right before work. They That's open right. early.
Fuck yeah!
You might as well go get some breakfast.
I take the freeway to work.
Yeah,
fuck
man.
I need food.
The only thing that makes me wonder, though. Is what kind of quality pizza is
it's
this?
It's going to be a Little Caesars pizza. You know that, right?
It depends on the Little Caesars location. Because there's some Little Caesars that do a really good job. Yeah. And there's Chills. Some that do like a, this is cardboard job.
Dude, that was one of the shittiest things at the Renaissance Fair. I thought they were going to have some like legit food.
They had like the
dog shit.
Really? Don't they have like the big turkey legs and stuff?
This is like decent. Dog shit. Everything was dog shit.
I never liked those turkey legs because, like, the top layer's got a good flavor to it, whatever they barbecue it with. But then after that, it's like it has no flavor. It's
yeah,
just
no, that's
why
I didn't want. It was $9, by the way.
Well, comparable to all the junk you said that was like $50, I'm like, it's getting too pricey.
Yeah, but all the food was dog shit. I ended up having the taco salad. There's no lettuce on the taco salad, by the way.
This is just taco?
It's just taco.
There's no salad. It's just taco.
Salad, just taco.
Just taco shell with taco meat in it.
Yeah. So.
That sounds ghetto.
And
but
then the pizza was just the shadiest looking pizza I've ever seen.
Oh, they had pizza there?
Yeah.
How is that Renaissance food? That's not Renaissance food, bro. That's modern shit. Where they take over Italy at the same time? What's going on here?
And then they had another little stand right next to it. It was all the, you know, when you get a loaf of bread and you hollow it out.
Oh, yeah, put the soup in it.
Put the soup in it. Yeah, they had all that.
I haven't tried that, but it looks good.
I know you're gay if you make me one of those.
One of these days in the future, you're never going to know. But I'm going to be like, oh, just do a vlog, dude. And then you're going to come over and I'm going to make one of those fucking soups. And be like, remember that one time on podcast number 89 you talked about this shit? Yeah, I never forgot.
Like, wait, you're gay.
But anyways.
Then, anyways, that covers that. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, man.
I was just like, that doesn't make sense.
Well, look, it doesn't make sense. But if you're one of those, remember a couple weeks ago we talked about those people who live in their van?
Yeah.
Planet Fitness must be their godsend because they could shower there.
Right.
Apparently every Tuesday and Wednesday they get free food at $10 a month. And they're all over the country. That means you can go to any of them all over the country. $10 a month, dog.
That's true.
Dude, you can barely get a pizza at Little Caesars for $10 a month. Yeah. That's why I want to know. Are they going to limit me to a slice? Because if they are, then it's not worth my $10. If they're going to be like, yo, dog, you can have as many slices as you want. All right, your boy's about to get real fat real quick.
I'm just saying,
You're going to hear me on the podcast. I'm barely going to be able to talk. I'm like, oh, man, there's just... That piece is so good over there.
I'll take a nap. I'm just saying, man. It's like...
$10 a month, dog.
It's like we start... Why this person just stopped? Do I know you?
They're loading their gun.
I see. That's like us starting a condom club. And I'm like, yeah, you get all the free condoms you want for $10 a month. But Tuesday? Going raw Tuesday. It's
cream pie Tuesdays.
Cream pie Tuesday.
Cream pies. That's all we like. We like that what? Pie life. Pie life Tuesdays.
It's like, what? Like, but I thought you had a condom club. Yeah, but you just ripped that thing off on
Tuesdays.
Yeah, Tuesday.
But Tuesdays. It's your cheat day. It's your cheat day on Tuesday.
Raw like sushi. The rawer, the better. The creamier, the pie-ier.
Oh, geez. The more I think about possible shirt ideas, the pie one is on my top two or three.
Oh, somebody that beat you life. To it.
No. Are you serious?
I am much.
You found it?
Yeah, I had some shirts. Not that I made.
Did you steal that from somewhere?
Oh, shit, I took a bunch of pictures, apparently. Didn't remember taking those.
Did you steal that from somebody? Did you come up with that? Because if you came up with that, we need to sue them. We've been saying this for like 19 podcasts now. That's at least 19 weeks.
No. I hope I didn't delete it. Oh, no. It's not the best. Like, mine's definitely going to be better, but...
Oh no! It says cream pie. It's in that Supreme style where it's like a red box and just says cream pie.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying it has to say pie life.
Pie life.
Pie life.
#pie life. I might get you.
Just a tip. That's awesome. And it's like an iceberg. Yeah. It's a big old iceberg.
Below it. This okay. Nobody's wearing that.
I'm here for the bukkake, dude. I would wear that because nobody knows what that is.
Like the fucking what's that movie? Why him?
Yeah.
Oh, the bukkake.
That's what? A fucking funny movie. There's certain movies that I watched, and I'm like, dude, you and me could have made that screen right.
Yeah.
Like, that's some dumb shit we would say.
All right, man. Here's a really good question for you.
All right.
What did you do for International Women's Day?
When was that?
This week? Past week?
If I would have known, I would have hooked a woman up. You know what I'm saying? I would give some A1.
A1
some top shelf. You know what I'm saying? Super Saiyan God. You know what I'm saying? Ultra Instinct, some people might call it. You know, whatever.
Wow, you got a new level?
It's always evolving, dog.
I'm gonna have to take a survey on that. I don't think this has been tested.
That's right, dog. Ultra Instinct. That's my new thing.
Hold on, I gotta text some people.
If I would have known it was International Women's Day, man, I would have.
You whipped it out.
I would have gone full in, dog.
It's only.
You know what I'm saying?
It's only sometimes, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Hashtag pie life. What?
That's what it is, right?
That's just a finishing move. That's Ultra Instinct. That's why it goes white. What? So, anyways, what's going on? What'd you do? Did you do anything special for women all over the world?
Yeah, Subway had a woman make my sandwich for me.
You're like, no, not the dude. Bring the woman out.
Bring the woman out. Tell her to toast it slowly.
Because I want to remind her that years ago, they weren't able to work.
That's right. Make that
sandwich. That's fucked up, dog. You seemed aggro about this. What is it? International Women's Day? Or?
Dude, everybody was posting about it. International Women's Day. International Women's Day.
I don't know what circles you follow, because I barely saw one thing about that. And I was like, okay, I guess that's the thing.
Instagram.
I didn't get anything like that, so it's whoever you follow. It's because you follow all those Instagram hoes.
I thought you were saying bitches.
No, you follow those Instagram hoes, and so then they're like celebrating their...
Bitchiness? Their wholeness?
Wholeness, I guess.
Yeah. That's probably true. I think those people robbed that bank.
We'll just go talk to them right now, and we'll ask them that, hey, we won't report them, but we need a good little cut.
Anyways, I saw that meme that's like, stand up for women's rights or listen to like Toto for 24...
Oh, jeez.
And I was like, Toto, Africa by Toto. I'm like, I don't know. That's a good song.
That's a good song. That's a good song.
Women's rights, I don't really.
That's one of those songs that when it comes on, like, I'll listen to it.
I'm like, women almost hit me in the company van like 5 times this week.
You're a little salty.
Toto
about that, dog.
By Africa, I've heard. One time this week, and it was awesome still, so... Huh. don't know about that.
Or Journey. If Journey comes on, I'll listen to that too.
Yeah, man. So I was really, really up in arms about that. So
you seem it. You seem very up in arms about it.
So I went with Toto Africa. Because less insurance stuff. It doesn't get deducted out of my pay. So, you know, Toto Africa. When are they going to cut your finger off?
It may be the day that it happens, but not today, my friend. Not today.
Toto Africa, always. Which Toto brings Africa's me to my other point. 80s music is so harder than all the music today.
I'm very disappointed with music. And I feel like some of that, though, is us getting old. Because we had our shit music, too, in our day.
It's all better.
I think by Chingy was probably pretty bad.
I'll take Chingy over anything today.
Yes. Some of the shit today is like, ugh.
Everything's just the worst. Especially now that I have to listen to the radio. Because, like, I drive everywhere.
Podcasts. Oh, it's awful. Podcasts. Podcasts.
It's god-awful. It's just so bad.
You got to get some of those inexpensive wireless headphones I got. Just plug into one ear. Good to go.
It's just the worst, man. Like that one song by Halsey. Like, she had that really good song where she's
You're
like...
You're salty about that song. I like that song. Yeah. You're salty about
it. Yeah, because she's like, oh... You know, that one good song where she's like, yeah, I'm bad at love or whatever. And so the next song is where she's like in this like borderline abusive
relationship with that dude.
Destructive relationship with this dude. I'm like, are you stupid?
I mean, are you taking these songs like some sort of story or some shit? Like, what are you doing? Like, they're just songs.
Okay, but like you can't be saying that because then people take it seriously. Like,
I don't take shit seriously.
Okay, well, you're not a sheep. Like...
I guess 95% of people tells me he owns the music labels. Oh, he technically does, right? But when fucking Lil Wayne's talking shit about he's the best rapper ever, I don't take him seriously.
Yeah, all the other sheep do, man. Same. This dangerous message you're sending out there.
Yo, you know what we should do after we're done with this? What? We should drive by the drive, or we should walk by the drive-thru and just order something via drive-thru.
I already got my drink.
We'll just pretend.
I'm like, you got my strawberry acai now?
I don't like acai. Well, maybe it's not. It's the other one I don't like. But anyways, I get your point. I don't know, man. Music shit.
Harder. That's harder than anything. Watch. Name me a bad 80s song. Go.
No, they're all pretty good.
That's right.
At least anything that would come to mind is going to be pretty
good. That's right. Can't. Even the worst 80s song is still harder.
I want to... That's why you got to listen to podcasts, dude. You have to.
Dude, I can't. I got to listen. Make sure none of the kids are like... molesting themselves or something.
No, dude, you get those headphones like I have, the ones I told you about, and you just put one in. You put one in and you listen to that one. And you try to keep an open ear on the other side just in case you hear some fingering noises or some shit in the back.
Oh my god. Some fingering noises.
Man. You know it's gonna go down. Alright. Speaking of which, that happened I don't know if I want to tell this story.
I'm not sure I want to hear the story either.
So remember back in the day when I was in high school and I was dating that one girl in high school?
There's so many, man. You
know, come on, don't even give me that shit.
There's
the shorter one.
Oh man, that does narrow it down. There's like
come
so
on,
many, dude.
Dog. Anyways.
You're just like the pimp of the whole high school.
Oh,
man.
Shut the fuck up. You fucking right,
like
I wish.
Walls up
we were fucking
right.
Nerds, dude. We were like the outcasts. We were like the kids that would have been on the Breakfast Club movie and shit. We were not anywhere near popular. Anyways, so remember that one of the... Was it a senior trip?
You're getting that Dungeons & Dragons pussy.
I'm like, my knight just went into your rook. What?
Oh, man. Roll that 12-sided die.
Yeah.
Oh.
So remember the girl I was dating in Six Flags. Maybe it's her, or maybe it's the other one. Whatever. Anyways, I can't remember, dog. So remember I went to Six Flags on one of those trips for school? Oh, that totally went down on the boat right over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally went down. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You got to keep an ear out for it.
So what the? So everybody's like, oh, man. Oh, man, it smells fishy in here.
No, it shouldn't smell fishy, dog. It's something wrong. It's something going wrong. If something went south if it smelled a little fishy.
And you're like, oh, man, you got yours. get your face on here. Get your face on this blanket.
There was a blanket.
Get your face on here.
I'm like, she's just napping. I was like, why is her head, why is her moving up and down in your blanket? I'm like, I have no idea. She just
moves.
You're right.
She's moving too much. I mean, yeah, she is moving.
Keep it in there. Keep it. Yeah, man, that went down high school.
Yeah, with the same. Well, we were trying to actually, me and the other one, one of the many hoes I was talking to at that time, was trying to go with you on that trip.
Why didn't you go on that trip?
Because me and her, she was like, oh, go get the thing so we can go with them for probably the same reason. And they were out of fucking permission slips.
Oh, there's like they were like, right. That was a rough trip, man, driving all the way over there from here.
That's why I didn't want to go initially, and she didn't want to go either.
You didn't want to go, but you went on that hella gay, by the way, hella gay camping shit. You did that gay-ass camping shit.
The one up north?
I didn't do that. I was like, no, I'm not showering with all these fucking weirdos.
That one wasn't. That one was bad. We, because one of the dudes had, I guess one of the, not one of the dudes, one of the parents had been up there before, I guess with one of the brothers of one of the guys who was there. So he's like, oh, there's a bunch of showers there, like normal, like, you know, like you're saying.
Right.
But there's also one restroom that has like a toilet and a shower. So what you do is you wake up earlier than everybody else and you have that one to yourselves. So that's what we did. We woke up earlier and we just got there.
Dude, all of that sounds uninteresting to me. Like, all of that seems like nothing I want to take part in. It seems like you got a plan to go out of your way in order to fucking get a shower in.
Yeah, it was a little. We had to wake up, like, think like at 5.
It's a huge hassle, dude. I would not do that.
It was a little.
Yeah, what do you guys want to talk about? Can we like plug our like merchandise and stuff? What are you guys doing?
I have a clothing line. It's called Ugly USA. I make this hoodie.
All right, come on over.
Come on. Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Throw it on. Why not?
Hi. What's your guys' names?
I'm Ruben. That's your uncle.
What's up, man? My name's Chris.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet
you. So what do you got? You got a clothing brand you're trying to plug?
Yeah. Ugly USA. If you go on Instagram, that's actually how it's spelled. Ugly USA. Pretty, it's that. So it's pretty cool. I've been doing it for a while.
What do you got? Like hoodies, shirts? What do you got?
Hoodies, shirts. I do tank tops too. So it's pretty cool for girls and whatnot. So it
screen
all works
printed?
Out.
What do you embroider? What do you do?
Well, I do embroidery for the hoodies. So yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. Just check it out. Ugly USA on Instagram. But
cool, man.
Yeah, my name. Oh,
no, you good, man? You're good.
My name's Chad. Go look up my new video on YouTube, Dusty Boy Swag. So,
what do you do? What's YouTube drop, about?
Oh, just look up Dusty Chad on YouTube. You'll see my video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, man. All right. Yeah, nice to meet you guys. Cool. Nice to meet you guys. You guys have a good one. Check out that clothing for sure. You know, I need some. I'll talk to you off. Podcast about it, but I was thinking about some clothing stuff. Anyways, see, you gotta meet some cool people every once in a while. King Kai's Planet is hella chill. So, what the fuck are we talking about? I lost my train of thought.
I completely lost it.
Huh?
I completely lost what we were talking about. Oh, the camping trips.
Yeah, dude, that camping trip was hella retarded. I was like, I'm not going to try to go out of my way to have to get up early to take a shower because I don't want to be in a shower with a whole bunch of weirdos from my junior high. Fuck that.
Yeah, it's the door locked and it was chill.
Just you justifying the fact that the door locked made me hella uninterested in any of that shit.
You just had to wake up early. We had to wake up like an hour earlier before.
Yeah, nah. No, thank you. You know what you did? Well, you were waking up early to take a shower. You know what I was doing?
Watching porn.
Sleeping at home. Like a fucking goddamn good child. Because I was chilling, getting some good ass rest. Not doing those gay activities you were doing there with your little crappy bow and arrows with like suction cups at the end. None of that dumb shit.
You could do that at the Renaissance Fair, actually.
Oh, really? Suction cups? Or they got real arrows?
No, it was real arrows. I didn't see it, but they had a sword throwing. And
they're
going
to give you a real sharp sword to throw?
Yeah, they had swords and axes you could throw.
I would have done the axes. Do you want to Jason Momoa on that shit? Just
yeah, it was a big one. You have to like throw.
I bet you I would have done real good at that shit. Just goddamn man, just fucking split that wood in half.
Just like you do
that's
bitches, right?
Right. Okay. That's right. Good thing I led you into that segue.
Segue.
Into that joke. I set you up for that joke.
Needs to be our shirt.
Segue, please.
Oh, yeah, man. That's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. We got some promotion. We got a sponsor. They sponsored it.
They didn't sponsor shit. I'm about to ask them for sponsorship next week. Like, yo, dog, you want to work on this? We're going to have some sponsorship money come on through here. You with your ugly clothing. Was it ugly clothing?
Ugly USA.
Ugly USA. Check them out. In fact, fuck it. I'll do it right now. So what else you got going on, dog? What else you got going on?
Man, that was it.
That's it? That's all the fucking topics you got today? Goddamn, son. You ran out quick.
Yeah, man. We knocked out a lot of stuff here.
I suppose.
You're lucky I'm awake. Took forever to freaking even set this up because people want to keep just being annoying.
Well, that's how I feel usually during the certain days that we do with podcasts. I'm like, dude, I can't be doing any of this shit. I can't be doing any of this shit. It's just this, a lot of work, man. And you get up early and you got to do this shit. That's why usually when we do the podcast too late, like I have to have half that coffee in me just mm-hmm. for it to be activated and moving mm-hmm. through my blood. You know what I mean? And then I'm like, all right, cool. Now we can, you know.
I think the clip talk. Of the week should be you talking about fingering noises.
Fingering what?
Fingering noises. It's just hilarious.
I talked about fingering noises?
Yeah. Your fingering
noises. Oh, I talked about you listening for the fingering noises. I thought you said I made fingering noises. I'm like, I didn't make fingering noises. That's what it sounds like, dog. Is ice hitting. Ugh. That's pretty bad. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. I don't think those dudes know what they...
They don't give a fuck. They're just looking for...
No, they seem chill.
They're just looking for some shit.
Hey, man. That's why you gotta do it sometimes. That's why we can get our new stickers, man.
Yeah. You know, I should do that. I'd be like, yo, dog, throw us a shout out on your Instagram. They got, I think, 1,000 followers. I just found them right now.
Oh, you need to... You know what we need? We need...
They got 1,000 followers.
No, everybody listening to this needs to follow us on Twitter.
Uh-huh. Dude, this is the same motherfucker from yesterday.
Yeah,
it is. Motherfuckers don't leave here, do they?
Dude, nobody wants to leave King Kai's planet.
You think they're fucking... Anyways, so...
No, I was gonna say, everybody needs to follow... this podcast on the Twitters.
Oh, you're gonna be on that Twitterverse, huh?
Be on that Twitterverse.
Yeah.
And you might say, well, what do you do on said Twitter? For like 3 hours a day, I watch TV and I just tweet shit I see.
Can you put multiple? Can you link multiple Twitter accounts to an Instagram account?
Maybe.
Because then maybe I can link it and throw the clips up of the week or whatever.
Oh, dude, did you hear what Alexa's doing?
What's Alexa doing? Like the Amazon thing, Alexa?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's laughing hysterically.
For no reason?
Like in the middle of the night, it's going, whoa.
No, it's not.
Uh-huh. And you're like, Alexa, stop. And it's like, whoa. And you're going to plug it, and it's still doing it. And you got to, like, destroy that shit to make it stop.
That's creepy, dog. Is somebody hack into it or something?
Yeah, somebody did. It's called Skynet. That shit's activated. Goodbye, humans.
Dude, that's crazy. That would creep me the fuck out. I'm like, all right, can we turn this shit off? I still don't understand what the reasoning for that thing is. Like, what, you have one. What the fuck do you even use it for?
I don't use for anything.
I'm like, dude, I can type on my phone.
Alexa, I'm looking for incest porn today. Like,
what?
Give me that. Like, I don't do that.
Yeah, man. I don't get what that stuff is even for.
Oh, what? Incest porn or Alexa?
No. The only thing I could see that thing being used for is if you're a lazy fat fuck and your whole house is like smart, and then you could just be like, hey, Alexa, turn my thermostat to 44 degrees. Alexa, turn my fan in the master bedroom on. Alexa, turn on the bathroom shower for me and warm it up to 44. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, If you're doing
Dude,
all that,
that's too much.
If you're doing all that, I mean, that's the only reason I could see
that,
you need.
See, that's why Alexa's laughing, because he's like, I got control of your water now.
I just don't get it. Which is the what's that movie? 2001 Space Odyssey, where there's that fucking robot who's super smart. I think it's 2001 okay. Space Odyssey.
Something more relevant. The X-Files just did an episode on that stuff on computers.
You smelling that? What the fuck is that? It's either gel or paint thinner. My nose sucks.
Yeah, you're right. Jello.
Yeah. It's weird that my nose thinks it's jello or paint thinner in the same time.
It is. It's jello.
I need to get my nose checked out. Once again, I need to get it burred out. I want like a good 22 millimeter burr all the way through into both nostrils.
Dude, that's a huge. That's a huge.
Fine. I want an 8 millimeter burr all the way through my
dude,
nose.
That's a gaping hole, man.
Dude, I want to be able to suck in it oxygen. Just like a you. I want to be able to hear like a small wind tunnel just.
Like a turbine in there.
Dude, like, I think damn, Jonathan's lungs, getting a healthy amount of air.
Your lungs can't hold that much.
Goddamn right they can. I'm a goddamn man, son. Maybe your lungs can, but I can fucking do whatever I want.
All right, now it smells like just straight dog shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, dog. I don't know. Ugh. You know what? I often get into random, like, you know, you see a lot of our jokingness in the podcast, and we talk a lot of shit, but I also do get into a lot of, like, introspective, like, thoughts about random fucking shit. And I was thinking about how much of dating is, like, you subconsciously, not consciously, but subconsciously looking for, like, the right partner to breed with?
None.
You don't think so?
Absolutely zero.
As a male, though, right?
Absolutely zero.
What about as a female? You think it's different?
Yeah.
You think as a female, you're like, oh, I'm looking for a prime
yeah,
subject?
That dude over there got a big forehead. He probably has a big dick.
Dude, you got some fucking dick fantasy shit going on in your head right now.
Man, I clicked on this porno that traumatized me the other day.
You're like, it was too big.
It was too
it
big.
It scared me.
It was wrong. It looked like a, you ever see a palm tree?
Oh, fuck.
It's too big.
It's not real, dog. Some of those probably fake dick forms you saw.
I saw Connect and everything.
Oh, fuck. You saw Connect. That's pretty fucking bad. Oh, jeez. That's fucking horrible. Your jello smell again. Anyways, that's horrible, dog.
I think that's what anthrax smells like.
Oh, maybe. Maybe we're getting poisoned as we speak. That's horrible, dog.
Yeah, no, but seriously. I don't think so.
You don't think so? I wonder. Like, if you... Okay, but see, there's got to be something to that. Because if you see a chick that's super sick, you're not like, oh yeah, that girl's ready for breeding.
I don't think dudes think like that. They're not
subconsciously.
Like,
it's not an active. Though. It's not an active thought. But I bet you, if you see a super sickly chick with, like, you know, a chick that's doing like meth and she's got like scabs, or she's pushing through her skin with her snails, you're not like, yeah, I'm gonna get at that. That's perfect breeding. You know what I'm saying? I think internally, there's got to be a little of that, probably. Right? Like a little bit of that where you're like, that's a proper host, or not a proper host. Like, you're some sort of fucking alien and shit. But I think it's got to work the same for women, right? Like, subconsciously, you're like, all right, that dude looks like he's healthy. Maybe he's like, you know, it looks like Arnold and shit with his clothes off, you know, whatever. And it's like, hey, that's a good breeding specimen, right? You know, versus like a dude that's like fucking snot coming down his nose and he's like coughing and he's like falling over sickly and shit. Like, I don't think you're going to choose to breed with that.
No, probably not.
Unless you're 32 and then your eggs are drying up. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see how many women right now are like, oh, that's me.
I actually think that happens at 24.
Oh. 31 is like the last one, right? It's like the last balloon that just burst.
No, I think at 26 is the last one.
It's over?
I
think it's over at 26?
It's over at 26.
Sorry, ladies. Oof. Sorry.
It's over. It's done. Better adopt. Hope you froze some.
Dude, girls are all like right now just clenched their vaginas. Just tightened it up a little bit. Not letting anything ooze out anymore. It's just like, ugh, no more.
Yeah, that's it. It's done. It's gone. It's over. It's all done with.
Sometimes I like to think about that kind of shit and see how much of it is like, how much of it really is biology that is.
You might be right, because like I said, the one chick I used to work with, she had 4 kids. I'm like, yeah.
Same baby daddy.
I'm like, yeah, throw you some dick. So maybe it is subconsciously.
I think it is. I think for sure it's subconsciously.
And then that one chick I was telling you about at my new job, too. She has 2 kids, too.
How old are these girls?
One of them was like 36. Or the chick I used to work with is like 36 or 37.
Okay. So you're I mean, they're definitely an age to have kids.
Yeah.
If you were like 16, I'd be like, ooh, 4 kids at 16.
The other one is...
Wait, what?
The other one, I don't know. She's probably like 25.
Yeah, it's a little harder. Those are the girls, though, that when the kids hit 18, they're going to be like, what? They're going to be like 32 or whatever, and they're going to go buck-ass wild at the club. They're going to be fucking going buck-ass wild. They feel like they need to come back and experience what they didn't get to experience. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know. But it doesn't make me wonder. So I get it if, like, okay, so we've talked about this before in podcasts where we think about, like, assholes chicks are attracted to, right? Because I think that plays into the biology piece of, like, hey, this guy's an asshole, therefore he can defend the herd, right? But chicks are also attracted to funny guys. What's the biological thing for funny guys?
It makes me feel good.
Besides the laughter, there's got to be some I like to tie everything back to some monkey shit. So what's a monkey shit of fucking making you laugh?
He can entertain me.
Entertainment?
Because, yeah, he didn't have TV. So he had something to do.
And maybe he'll make the guys that are trying to kill us laugh and they won't kill the babies?
Yeah.
I don't
exactly
know, man.
Right.
I like to think about shit like that. And I'm like, there's got to be something to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm trying to still work these things out. But there's got to be a reason. I can't imagine there's not a reason for it.
Yeah.
The funny one is going to be, it's going to be harder to figure out why funny is important versus the other shit I get. If you get some fucking CrossFit Games looking dude, okay, I get it. Probably good genes. Dude's fucking yoked. He could lift some heavy shit or something. I don't know. Jeez. So, I get it.
Why'd you have to say some CrossFit dude?
Because those dudes are typically on a shitload of drugs and are yoked as fuck.
You're like, I don't care. He's a good person. Just because he got fucked up knees don't mean anything.
Oh, jeez.
Because he's got fucked up knees and he's 27 don't mean anything.
Dude. Oh, I'm talking about pro CrossFit guys, not those wannabes in gyms that are doing nothing and blowing out their knees because they're not on drugs.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the pro dudes. Those dudes are jacked.
All right. Just because he's 35 and has blown out everything.
Yeah, man. Those guys are done. Those guys are done. They gave up their bodies for those high fives they get whenever they do stupid shit, right? So they gave their bodies up for high fives.
That's what we should start doing. Just high five each other when we get...
For just no random fucking reason?
Yeah. Oh, man, they got my order right at In-N-Out.
Yeah, high five.
High five.
Like I'm fucking Double Dragon Neon and shit.
Speaking of roids.
Yeah, that guy's on all kinds of roids. Who the fuck is this random dude?
Random one?
Yeah, I can tell by the shoulders he's on a shitload of droids.
What, man? People can get
dude,
their
Goldberg
shoulders.
Goldberg don't look that big.
Dude, you can get shoulders that big. Shoulders are supposed to be as big as people's heads. I don't know what you're talking about. It's normal.
He's normal.
He's normal. He's already normal. My feet arms, the normal. Oh, wow. The spinning back kicks, the normal.
Wow. Anyways. So that's it, man. Anything else you got for the podcast this week? Anything else you want to tell people? I think we don't have too many crazy stories, but this... Hey, no complaints, all right? I told you guys about my high school story and the kind of situations that occurred there.
Smushy.
Yeah, man. So don't get crazy. If you want some crazy, you know, situations, then hit me up with some relationship or fucked up dating stories, and I will give you some better topics. Anything else you want to tell these people, dude?
I'm trying to make the squishy sound I made earlier, but
I think you need more ice in that cup. More. I think you're running out of ice.
Maybe.
Any
That was a good. I didn't remember. I completely forgot about that till right now.
What?
that you went on that trip and I was trying to go on that trip.
Actually, to be honest with you, that was a fun trip. I mean, Six Flags, yeah, that's a pretty fun trip. Now, if you told me we're going to go camping to some bullshit-ass camping place, I'd be like, fuck you. But Six Flags is pretty fun. Six Flags is fun at any age. You can be like 45 and have fun at Six Flags. Now, try to be 45 and have fun at Disneyland. You might not have a fucking good time.
Apparently, with my company, our summer trip is going to be to Disneyland.
You're going to caravan all the way down to Disneyland?
Oh, no. We get the plane tickets, homie.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck is you talking about?
Damn, son, that's a long
trip. What kind of broke-ass program you think I work at?
I guess. That's kind of cool, right?
Well, I think it's all week.
All week? What, do they guys put you guys in the Disneyland hotel?
Yeah.
Really?
All paid for, homie. I'm getting paid.
But, I mean, you're going to look after those people all day, 24-7 for a week? Yeah.
It's either all week or it might be the weekend, but either way.
I mean, how do you get paid? You get paid every single hour? I mean, how does that even work?
It's probably by the state. It's probably like, oh, here's $1,000 for the week or something.
That's a fat-ass fucking check just for one couple days worth of work, though. Go for it, dog.
And I'm like, oh, man. So much work right in this Tower of Terror and shit.
Hey, put your fucking hands down. You're going to get ripped off of the coaster.
Dude, I was telling you about the... If you do go to a Renaissance Fair, I recommend, first thing, not going to a Renaissance Fair. Second thing, if you do, I recommend going to the Birds of Prey show. That thing was legit. It has all, like, the eagles and hawks and shit.
Yeah.
That thing was legit. Those things don't give a fuck either. They'll just eat your eyes out.
No, man. They're like velociraptors.
They don't give a fuck. And so this dude had like a little 2-pound like hawk. And he's like, oh, yeah, this thing has its talons and beak, like, have the pressure and grip force of, like, 2,000 pounds. I'm like,
fuck.
I was like, what?
Well, didn't they use to train those for certain, like, wars to actually pick at people? Like, they come down and pick at your eyes or some shit?
Out? I'm like, yeah, well, like, if it does that right now, like, what am I doing?
You're not doing shit, homie. You're just trying to get for cover, all right?
Yeah, well, and he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, oh, I guess he had two guys that, like, came out and, like, checked the ground for, like, any food that people left behind. Because, like, or, like, meat. Because, you know, they sell meat there. They sell that big turkey leg, like you were saying. Yeah, yeah. They also sold sausage on a stick and chicken kebabs. So they were checking the ground to make sure.
Chicken kebabs sound good.
It wasn't that good. It was just a flat piece of chicken on a stick. And so they're checking to make sure they don't leave it. Because I guess the
hawks fucking hawk will go after it.
Go after it in the crowd. He also told everybody, he's like, if you have any meat, cover it, because
that's hilarious. They'll come after it'll go the crowd. After the fucking
and
meat.
He's like, this other hawk we have right here, he's been a problem lately, because I guess the turkey leg comes in wrapped in yellow paper.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he started to notice the colors yellow paper. Yeah. So he knows yellow paper now, so he'll go after that too. I'm like, so evolution just figured out right here because he just evolved.
The fuck? He's like, oh, phase two.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, birds are like fucking raptors, man. They got little brains, but they've got like carnivorous brains. Like, they eat meat. Like, that's one thing I think with chickens. Like, chickens will fucking eat meat. Like, if you throw down some meat, they'll eat a fucking... Like, they're raptors. Yeah. They just go after it. They just... Yeah. You know, they're fluffy, so you're like, oh, they're cute. But I'm more like...
That thing will kill you.
Yeah, that thing... If they were bigger, they'd fuck you up.
Yeah, and then the other one, he had one that was a little older. I think it was a falcon or something. He's like, yeah, this one, I guess in the wild, they only live to like 13 years or something. This one had lived for like 17 years.
Yeah, man, that dude's a gangster, an old school gangster.
That dude didn't give a fuck anymore. He was not listening to any of the instructions. He was like, come get this. He did that. And then after that, he was like, no, I'm not going back. I'm not going back into the little area. He was flying around in the other trees. He flew over another part of the area, the Renaissance Fair.
They don't. It's not fenced in. They're not fenced in. They don't have like a giant net over it.
Mm-mm.
Huh. What do you do with that? Like, what do you do with those birds when they no longer want to listen? Just release them in the wild or some shit or what?
Yeah, and then he finally came back, and he was diving for the little, leather thing they had. And he dove, like, really close to the crowd. He was like, duck, everybody. because he came in real close.
Fucking talons out and shit.
Yeah,
the clawing show. People.
Yeah, the show was awesome. Anyways, that was my story.
That's hilarious.
Because that show was cool.
Oh, all right, ladies and gents. That's it for the week. I'm trying to set up some shit for next week, but
get that email. Make sure we get that email. So
yeah, we'll try to get that email for next week. That might be a good idea, though. Make it less intimidating, I suppose. Because what? Y'all afraid of me getting your email? What the fuck?
Your whole problems at gmail.com.
Oh, that's kind of fucking hilarious. But I think girls are going to have a hard time writing an email to your whole problem.
My whole problems.
But anyways, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening to this on iTunes.
Who is this bitch?
Download another one.
Who is this bitch? At gmail.com.
We'll figure something out. If you're listening to this on iTunes, go check out, or if you're listening to this on YouTube, go check out iTunes. There's probably a throwback podcast up. I think this week I have our breast augmentation podcast where we talk boobs and boob jobs and titties and mammary glands and scaffolding and all kinds of shit.
Mammary your glands.
Yeah. And then I have another one. What's another one? We talked about clowns and shit. On Thursdays. Why? That's going to be Thursday's podcast.
Why didn't we talk about clowns?
Well, then listen in on Thursday, dog, and you'll see why. But yeah, podcast 18 and podcast 17 are out this week. Go check out iTunes. Just search Monday's Locker Room Talk. But if you're on YouTube, you should see a link down below. And that's it. Anything last words, dude?
No, man. I think we're good.
We'll see you guys next Monday.